Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's High Content Business Accelerator call, Make More Money with Your Own Recurring Referral System. I'm Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates, and I know we have a number of people that are coming on the call now. If this is your first High Content call, then welcome, welcome, welcome. The purpose of today's High Content Business Accelerator call is to go a little bit deeper into the Entrepreneurial Edge system, give you additional strategies for your success as you implement them. And I know sometimes it also takes you a couple times to hear something to really implement it into your business. So I hope you have a pen and paper ready for today, because I will be giving you, as always, a lot of content on today's call. I also want to remind you that just a couple of upcoming events for you to put on your calendar. Tuesday, August 28th is the Q&A session. So if you have any questions about today's high content call, or any questions as you work through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, whether it's the self-study program or you joined us in April at the live event, then I want you to feel free to email us at info@accelerateassociates.com. And at that at that time when you email us at info@accelerateassociates.com, then what we do is we answer the questions on the Q&A call. And I do need to put everybody on hold for just one quick second. Okay, welcome back. I had to put you on hold for just one quick second, but we took care of that. And again, as people come on the call, I can see more people are joining us. Welcome if you just joined us. Again, this is the High Content Business Accelerator call, Make More Money with Your Own Recurring Referral System. Again, mark your calendars for August 28th for the Q&A session. Also mark your calendars for September 11th is the next Business Accelerator call, and I'm going to cover the signature system that sells. So creating your signature system that sells is an important part of really launching your business in a way that people can understand very succinctly what it is that you do. It's also a launching pad for many of the marketing strategies that you will have in your business. So I will be sharing more in September about that call. But today's call is for you, again, making more money with your own recurring referral system, if you just wish you had an endless supply of referrals. So if you really want to amp up the referrals, this call is for you. Also, if you want to know how to duplicate yourself but just don't know the best way to get more clients, this call is also for you. And if you want to know how to maximize your existing network, You know, if you go to networking and you have that whole box full of business cards, I'm going to share with you what you can do with those to make those into existing referrals or your referral system. So on the call today, specifically, I'm going to cover how to easily create that recurring referral system to fill your prospect pipeline, surefire ways to keep in touch with your network that has them sending you a continuous stream of referrals, things that I've used, my clients have used in their businesses to really ramp up that pipeline and keep it filled. Also, I will share with you today the key steps to make sure your referral sources send you quality referrals, and quality referrals always. You know, referrals are great, but if they're not pre-qualified, then you end up spending time with people again and pre-qualifying them through a process, and that's not a good use of your time. So I'm going to share with you some key steps that you can use and implement right away, and also some essential strategies in networking, essential strategies that people don't think about when networking, so that you surround yourself with referral sources who send you referrals that are ready to do business with you. And I think a lot of people go into networking without a strategy. You know, they go to a bunch of places that they think they're going to get really great, you know, networking, and they end up networking in the wrong places and wasting a lot of valuable time. Just a bit of, you know, some statistical data. There was a study that was completed And networking groups typically range in age from 20 to 60, but two-thirds of that are usually 40 years old and up. So, you know, the seasoned pros recognize the benefits that networking can have in your business if you use it in the right way. So there's, you know, I'm sure many of you know a lot of the benefits but to networking, but having a networking strategy helps you to do several things, like create mutually beneficial relationships, new connections with a sizable amount of people, also that you connect with resources and people that can also help your business. But it's a common misperception that people have that just if you attend networking, it's going to bring business the next day. And there are a lot of myths, I think, out there, a lot of mistakes, too, that people are making with regard to networking that I want to go through today and have you really ask yourself, hey, am I making some of these mistakes and what can I do to correct them? And I'm also going to give you those strategies today. So if you're making any of these mistakes, it's okay. It's a new day. Let's move forward from here. Mistake one, number one that I often see is that if I give referrals, I will immediately get referrals. All right. I think a lot of inexperienced networkers have that misperception, but this is really about the principle of reciprocity, you know, that exchange, that continuous exchange. You know, I'm not saying that continuously give referrals to somebody who never gives you referrals. Just understand that when you give referrals, it may not happen overnight. It does. It's a long-term, networking is a long-term strategy. And one strategy to remember when adopting the principle of reciprocity is to really focus on the other person when you're networking. And I think a lot of times people walk into networking situations and they try to focus on themselves or selling themselves, but really look at focusing on the other person. What's important to them? Who is their ideal client? And learn all about the other person so that when you leave, they've done 80 to 90% of the talking. You've done maybe 10 to 20% of the talking. And you'll learn things about them that you may not have realized if you were the person doing all the talking. You know, I was at an informal networking lunch. I helped a colleague just make a difficult decision. And I just listened to her thoughts, you know, provided some advice that she asked for, and she made a huge shift, and not only in income in her business, but just, you know, there was no attachments to it, but I just helped her. There was no expectation in return. It was just a genuine concern over her own success. And what happened was, months later, she referred me to an organization that ended up hiring me for a fairly sizable speaking engagement, and it that's what happens in networking. That's what happens when you adopt the principle of reciprocity. So the next time you're working, really actively seek out to help the other person and be just connected to that person without an expectation, without an attachment. You'll be amazed to see what happens. And sometimes they could do all the talking, and they'll say, you know, you were a really nice person, yet you said really nothing during the whole conversation. Mistake number two that I see is a lot of people say, oh, it's my territory. It's my territory, and you can't have it, meaning they look at all the people who are their competitors. They look at others as their competitors. But really, when you look at networking, a savvy entrepreneur who's adopting that abundance mindset looks at, you know, someone as not a competitor, but what is it that they're offering that I'm not offering, or what am I not offering that they are, so that we might be able to explore the possibility of referring business to each other. Even though on the surface it feels like we're doing the same thing, we might be able to refer business. There are just some things in my mentor and coaching practice that I don't do, that I refer to people. Not everybody is a spot-on match for coaching. And in fact, I've passed other referrals on to other coaches simply because that was outside of the scope of what I want to do and the scope of what would help them most in their business. So think about that the next time that you do network, is those people that may seem like competitors may end up being your best referral sources. And mistake number three that I see is I don't have time to follow up. And it's not a matter of time, it's a matter of having a system in place. And so it's important to systematize your referral marketing so you're really devoting time to building and maintaining a solid professional relationships with people. That is huge and what has been really successful in my own business. And I'm also going to give you some tips on how to create that referral system. What are some things you can actually do, actionable items that you can take today to jumpstart that referral system, to really nurture it and maintain it? Because, we talk about capital. We talk about financial capital. Networking is simply your social capital, but it has a profound effect on your financial capital, especially when people are consistently sending you referrals. But there are some things that you need to do to build that trust, to build the confidence, to really build the friendship so that people feel comfortable in referring business to you always, and you make it easy for people to refer people to you. You've got to make it easy for them, because if it's hard, they're not gonna do it. Okay? And so as you look at, I don't have time to follow up, rephrase that to say, well, what is my system? What is my system of following up? Because creating that strategy, creating that referral system is by design. And so how do you create a recurring referral system to really fill your prospect pipeline? So here, number one, you hear me say this often, I'm going to say it again, be exact to attract. Why is that important? You've absolutely got to know who you want your referral sources or partners, and I'll identify the difference between the two in just a minute. You want to be able to educate them to such a degree that when your referral sources or your referral partners do come in contact with that ideal client of yours, they will know it so much to a point that you are top of mind when they meet that person. They will, because you're going to educate them. And you have to know how to be exact to attract. And where is that? Well, for those of you that have gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, then that's your preferred client profile. Okay? So go back to that preferred client profile and make sure that that's really clear to who you're telling people you want to work with. And don't, make it so broad that they wouldn't know it. Because everybody, insurance agents say, well, anybody who needs insurance. Well, that's so broad that it doesn't paint a picture in your referral sources or your referral partner's mind. You have to paint the picture. They have to get a solid picture of who that is, or a solid cue, whether that's a verbal cue that they're hearing from you. So you want to identify your referral sources, your referral partners, and a great way to duplicate yourself, to really expand what you're doing, to create a sales team without hiring a sales team, without actually hiring them, is referral sources or referral partners. Let's explain the difference. A referral source are those people who may send you referrals, it's a relationship with somebody that you have, and people that you're networking with, could be clients, could be companies, could be sources, where it's just a naturally occurring referral. For example, a workout facility. Naturally, people that come into the workout facility are, you know, are concerned with their health, and they are concerned with, you know, staying healthy. Likely, they're going to go to the spa, and the spa is a natural referral source. So, you know, if I'm a spa owner, I'm going to go to every single workout facility there is and drum up a conversation and create a relationship with those workout facility owners, because it just seems like a very natural occurrence. It's easy. So you want to think about other companies where it would be really ideal for them to refer you. No effort, very easy for them to refer you. Also, referral partners are those people that you've established a relationship with and that will actively pre-qualify your referrals. So a referral partner has more of a vested interest than a referral source. A referral partner is you engage with them on a regular basis, and you really educate them at a level where they're actively going out and getting you referrals. Why? Because you're actively going out and getting them referrals, and you're really creating that partnership with them. Now, this might even be a formal group that you develop, and that formal group that you develop are people that have the same target market that you do, that are your referral partners in your group that you meet on a regular basis, and they regularly refer people to you, but you all have the same target market, the same client that you're going after. So it's really, again, it's making it really easy, but again, you're meeting them on a more regular basis. Now, one of the other high-content calls that I did was on radio show Recurring Revenue Revolution, and I showed you how to capture your guests' information. Now, this is all about creating a referral system. So one of the keys is, I said, you know, you really need to systematize when people come onto your radio show. What does that mean? You capture your guests' information. Their email, their address. Why do you want to do that? Well, later on, those guests on your radio show can very well become your referral sources. Some of them may become your referral partners, but they may become your referral sources. And I think a lot of times, and again, that's expanding, it's using information you already have from your guests, and then sending them maybe an update on a quarterly basis on what you're doing in your business, that you're a referral source. Maybe it's a referral for more guests to your radio show and you use it in that way, but you're creating yet another list by which you can use to expand your network, to expand the number of referrals. So just a little tip there for those of you that are planning to use a radio show as part of your marketing mix. You'll definitely want to make sure that when you do create your radio show, as your guests register for the show, that it's systematized so you can get their mailing address and then, again, use them as a referral source, because you're already establishing that first line relationship with them by having them on the show. So here are some other basic tips to get a lot more out of a follow-up system. So as you meet people, as you're creating relationships with them, as you're collecting those business cards, once you collect that business card, it doesn't stop there. Create an ongoing system or stay in touch system so that you're top of mind. So let's say you just met, and of course, I'm a systems mindset, so I'm going to take you through the process. But let's say you met somebody at a networking event. You then, after, you connect with them on social media, or you have your assistant do it. Whatever your process is, maybe you hand over the business cards to your assistant. Your assistant connects with them on social media, whatever social media there is, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever that is, maybe all three. And also remember, when you do connect with them, to personalize your message to them. Maybe you met them, at a chamber meeting, and you remind them where you met. And when you add the step, you'll watch just as your network naturally responds. How many times, though, do I see people have a box of business cards that you don't meet them again, or maybe you see them at another meeting? Oh yeah, we did meet. But you had no other way in between of staying in touch. So how could you possibly be top of mind? You also want to say, is this person a referral source, or are they a referral partner? They could be a referral source for you. Again, this happens when you're getting to know them. So are they a referral source, or are they a referral partner? Connect with them on social media. Number two, you want to maximize your social media groups. Maybe you're both members of the same university. Maybe you want to invite them to your alumni group if they're not already part of it. Again, when you have a common interest with somebody you've just met at a networking event, that helps to establish a connection with them. And it's easier really to cultivate that relationship with them. So, as you're connecting with them on social media, look at all the other groups. Look at maybe where they have graduated to see if there's a continuous connection. And then you can say, oh my gosh, we met at such and such a chamber meeting, and oh, I see now that, you're alumni of such and such. Really great way to have them remember you and you remember them as well. Number three, invite your contact or your network to a one-on-one. Meet them after your contact and say, hey, they'd be a great referral source or referral partner. I want to meet with them. And then you can even introduce them. Say, hey, let's meet one-on-one and bring to that meeting that you're going to meet with them somebody who might be their ideal client. Boom, right off the bat, you're helping them out with a potential referral. And number four, utilize technology. Smartphone applications really have made it super, super easy to add people to your database. There's a application, there's an app for everything, isn't there? there's an app to scan the business card. It automatically puts it in your Outlook if you use Outlook. There's different ways to scan in. You can use even Sendout Cards, sendoutcards.com, which easily, just put in their name and email address and a card is sent off. You could even have your assistant send a card off through Sendout Cards on your behalf. So maybe you have some templates and you tell your assistant which template you're going to use after you meet somebody. And then they just put in the information and the card is sent and mailed to somebody. Now, can you have a manual system? Absolutely. One that works really well that I still use to this day is I simply keep my cards in my car, my note cards, and I meet people after a networking event. I put stamps on all the envelopes, fill them out real quick. Nice to meet you at such and such a meeting, and pop it in the mail. Maybe on my way back to the office, I stop by the post office, they go in there, boom, done. A day later, 2 days later, I connect them on social media. About that time, they may or may not have gotten it to their mail. They see it again in their mailbox, hard mail, and then they get a connection through social media. Again, great way to exponentially expand your network and keep in touch with somebody. So this is all about creating a system for yourself, a system that works. And here are some really great pieces of a system that you can use, whichever one works for you. Now again, if you're more on a shoestring budget, you may want to use the manual system. Or maybe that just works for you better. If you want to invest in more of a system, use Sendout Cards as part of your process. You don't have to, but those are some options for you, whichever works best for you. So what are some other ways to keep in touch, not only with your network, but have them send you that continuous referral stream. Number one, and I said it before, give referrals. Make it a priority. You know, make that part of your system. And, you know, make sure that when you do give a referral that you ask the person, hey, how did you like the referral that I gave you? Was it a good referral? Was it something that, you know, was there anything about the referral that I should know about? And then have some discussion with that. So you'll want a tracking mechanism to who you referred to. You know, if you, you know, have even a spreadsheet, whatever you use, whatever your system is to use, use that. You know, maybe it's just marking it down on who, you know, I have this very simple sheet that I use in my blueprint. I have a blueprint binder for all my referrals. So if I refer somebody, I do a quick jot when, you know, the date I referred somebody, who would I refer them, and, you know, and so I have a record of that and go back to it and ask somebody, hey, how did that referral turn out? You can also, for people that have come on your radio show, for those of you who are implementing a marketing with the radio show, just send them, send the person who is your guest on your radio show a thank you. It's a great way to keep them top of mind. Send them an update on what you've been up to. Maybe it's an upcoming workshop. Hey, just wanted to let you know about some upcoming things. Now, this could be sent to your referral sources or your referral partners, either one. But sending regular communication is key, whether that's quarterly, whether that's monthly, however you want to determine the frequency of your referral system. I can tell you the more you let people know, it's like sending out a press release to all your partners. The more that they you'll be top of mind. You also may want to send your referral partner or even your referral sources an article that they might be able to use for their marketing. I have sent links to different articles to help some of my clients even with their blogs. You know, an interesting article they can tie into for a blog idea. Again, regularly cultivating the relationship. What can a person use? When you read an article, just ask yourself, hey, can one of my referral partners or my clients or my referral sources use this article? And if so, send it to them. Again, you want to build your social capital and really think about the steps in your system to keep in touch with them. If somebody gave you a referral, give them send them a thank you note, a handwritten thank you note. I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot, but I don't know about you, but I've given a lot of referrals, but I don't always get a thank you for them, a thank you note. So it has very high perceived value when you take a minute just to fill out that thank you note. Also, I mentioned calling people to ask them a referral that you've given. Send an article, I've mentioned that. Put together also your list of strategic partners. Who are those? Stay in touch with them. Maybe include those people who have sent you business in the last 8 to 12 months. Maybe keep a note on when their birthday is. Again, consistent communication with them doesn't always have to be an update on your business. It could be something about them, a business, an anniversary, maybe something they told you about that's really special to them. And you can send them a little note or something that would be meaningful to them. So those are some ways to really keep in touch with those referral sources, with those referral partners, so that you are top of mind. They're thinking about you and your referral sources. Now, when you do update them and send them an update on maybe some workshops that you're working with, again, that's educating them on those things that are coming up that you're doing so that you, again, are top of mind. You're reinforcing who it is you work with, and those are all very helpful to them to know. So here are some key tips to really make sure your referral sources always send you quality referrals. First of all, I mentioned a quarterly communication. Number one, minimum quarterly. All right. Be also clear on your communication. If it's an update, let them know if it's an update. If you're asking them to take action, be clear about what that action is. One of the ways that I stay in touch with my referral sources is I send them a quarterly update. And there are times where I ask them about once a year to make sure that I still have their current information on file. So I ask them, could you please return the enclosed, give them an envelope, self-addressed, that they can return. And it's a great way for me to also update my files and so that I keep current on where I'm sending them communication. So that works, actually, that's very effective. I also put in there, I have a lot of, my business is built on referrals. I'd appreciate any referrals that you have. This is my ideal client, and basically, have that maybe at the end of the directory where their information is. You know, do you have anybody that comes to mind? So they can fill out that information and send it to you. Number two, you can also incentivize your referral sources to send you quality referrals by creating an affiliate program. Now, an affiliate program is really, really easy to implement. If you have Infusionsoft or any one of the One Shopping Carts, any one of the ones that I have recommended that you pick up, if you're using an autoresponder, it's also an autoresponder and a shopping cart, it's really easy to have a back-end program that's, ready, set, go. All right? And you determine how much your affiliate program, how much commissions you're going to give to someone when they refer business to you. They get a special link. They can send people through their link to you, and they're incentivized in that way. This is, again, a really great way to have people want to send you referrals is by incentivizing them. Number three, you really want to make sure that you're creating a very clear ask, especially for your referral partners. Many networking organizations have an ask, and what that simply is an opportunity where you have to explain who it is you're looking for or what it is you're looking for. So be clear about that ask, exactly who you want, be consistent maybe even for a few weeks running. So if your ask is, I'm looking for more guests for my radio show, the guests I would love are, maybe you identify some specific people. Does anybody know these people? And, a lot of times, chances are people do know or are linked in with somebody who does know that person. So it's a lot easier than you think, but your ask must be really, really clear to your referral partners. And number four, and this is the one that I'm going to spend a lot of time with because I have found it through the Referral Institute, one of the most important tools in my toolbox in educating my referral partners. And that is more of a sales manual. And I want to go through some of the topics in a sales manual. And it is literally a sales manual that helps to educate your referral partners. Again, these are people that you're going to be spending a lot of time with, that you surround yourself with, that it's pretty easy for them. They work on your behalf to get you referrals. You're creating a very strong and long-term relationship with them. And when you create this sales manual, it very succinctly is more of a resource manual for your referral partners to refer to when they meet somebody who's a great referral. And in that sales manual, you're going to have some very specific things. The first and foremost, you're going to have your signature story. Why is that important? It's why you got into business. It's a compelling story about yourself that you're going to use. And again, we went through this in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, so this is not foreign, I know, for many of you. But you want to have that in your manual. Why do you do what you do? And that's part of your signature story. I personally have things like my vision, my mission, and my purpose in there. Not necessary, but you know, people get to know you, and that's part of the connection that they will make to your referral partners. I also have information in there about my best-selling book, so that, again, that lends some credibility in your sales manual that they can refer to. And, of course, my biographical summary is also in there. You want to mention, too, your ideal client. So for many of you, that would be simply, you know, cutting and pasting your preferred client profile, your description, your demographics, your geographics, your psychographics, those people that you work for. So if I'm your referral partner and I open up your sales manual, oh, okay, she works for, you know, she works with this, this, and this person. Oh, okay. And if they have a question about it, it becomes a referral source for them. You want to explain what your key objectives are in your manual. So what are your objectives? What do you want to achieve for that year? Maybe some of your accomplishments, your interests, your organizations you already belong to. And again, remember to put in those psychographics, those ideal clients you want to work with, those preferred ones. You know, what are the people that you're really targeting? And likewise, what's yours? What's your behavioral traits? Your referral partners will appreciate that, especially when they're trying to make that connection with who a good referral is. So the more information that you can give somebody to really consider when they're out there not working to make a good match, the better. You also want to look at, you know, explain to them what a good contact is. Maybe ideal groups, maybe professional associations that you can make connections with. You want to have them look for certain things, you know. So when I put my sales manual together, what I shared with my referral partners is look for things like people who need systems, people who want to automate their marketing, people who want to bring in multiple income streams, people who may be working really hard, but they're not bringing in the volume of clients they want, maybe somebody who's spending too much on advertising without results. You know, so those are the things that I said, hey, look for those things. So what are those things that you want your referral partners to look for on your behalf as they're talking to people? What are those cues? And what should your referral partner listen for? So what are those cues that they're listening for? So if you're, you know, if you're an organization guru, you know, somebody who maybe, you know, listen for, oh, I'm so frustrated, my basement is a mess, you know, you want to look for those cues. Or maybe you're a chiropractor and, you know, you tell your resource, look for somebody, you know, pay attention or listen for, oh, my back went out, you know, yesterday. You know, listen for those cues. So what are those things you can tell your referral partners to listen for? What you can listen for? And what are some conversation starters? How can they bring you up in conversation? You know, maybe it's just key questions. So how do you feel? How's your, you know, are you struggling with the number of emails that are in your inbox? Well, yeah, I am. Why do you ask? Well, I know somebody who's an organization or email expert, and they can help you with your productivity. They got this really cool program. Really? Yeah, so now you've just shared with your referral partner how to bring you up in conversation. So have some conversation starters also in your manual. And even share with them maybe how do you get overcome some objections? How do you overcome the objections? You know, people say, oh, you know, I don't have enough clients. But what's the objection? You know, oh, I don't have enough time. Well, maybe the fact you don't have enough time is the exact reason you should consider registering for Lisa Minini's Wake Up Profitable event. She'll show you the systems to relieve that, or, you know, whatever that talking point is, whatever that resistance is. So in your manual, educate your referral sources to say, what can they say when somebody has an objection? And also, in your manuals, make sure that you also put in there what the first step they should do in doing business with you. And I think that this is a very important part that a lot of people underestimate is how do people, what is the first step in doing business with you? Now, that goes back to what is your process for people doing business with you. So maybe that is your lead generation system. Maybe that's your free ebook. So you tell your referral partner, send them to my free ebook. Have them experience that first. But that is really key. They have to understand what is the first step. Maybe it's a phone call to you. Maybe it's setting up a 20-minute, whatever, call. But you have to really understand what your first step in your process is so that you can tell your referral partners. You know, what makes a good referral? You might have more than one than just clients. So if you speak and you're looking for more speaking engagements, specifically, what are the organizations that you would love to speak at? Are you looking for traffic to one of your sites? So make sure you educate your referral partners on all of the different asks that you have that would make a good referral. Are you looking for guests for your radio show? Are you looking for PR opportunities? Are you looking for, you know, what are all of those really great ways they can help you out? Maybe they send a letter that you create on their behalf that they send out to their list, but you do all the work. Maybe they, you know, give you the names and addresses and you put all the names and addresses. Maybe they say, no, I just want, you know, don't do that. Just give me the stamp address envelopes and I'll put the addresses on there and just give me the letters that I can send on your behalf. And they send letters on your behalf. There's nothing better than having your referral partner send something to their client to say, you know what, I met this person, I can vouch for them, I've taken their program, I love what they have, I just wanted to let you know about it. Wow, that's great. You know, creating that awareness. And oh, by the way, you want to opt into their ebook or e-zine, that you'll get some really great content. You know, and again, nothing better than have to have a referral partner send a letter on your behalf. So those are just some things that you can put into your training manual for your referral partners. You know, maybe all the products and a listing of all your products and services that you have. So again, you can educate them. Now, here are some really quick strategies in networking so you really surround yourself with referral sources. Again, remember, number one, identify your preferred client profile. Really identify those referral sources. Maybe identifying professions that also touch your clients but are not competitors. Again, it could be a spa. You know, a spa also can refer the chiropractor and vice versa. It may, you know, and some people said, well, it may look like competitors because many spas do massage therapy. Well, a lot of chiropractors do massage therapy too. So there might be overlap of services, but again, explore where there is really solid referrals. Number two, in networking, really look at networking strategically. There's a couple points here that I want to make about networking strategically. Each year, I really look at where it is that I not only want to take my business, but if where I'm spending my time networking is going to get me in front of my ideal clients or get me in front of my people that can introduce me to those clients. Okay, so those really are some great questions to ask. Number one, will I reach my ideal clients at this event or this networking group? Number one. Number two, will I connect with people who can introduce me to my ideal clients at this event or substitute organization that you're networking with? So many times my clients have asked just these two questions for each networking group, looked at their objectives and goals, and have realized that where they were networking was a complete disconnect, not only from where they were taking their business, but who they were surrounding themselves with. So before you register for an event, before you pay your professional dues, really give yourself a couple minutes to ask yourself those two questions and say, does this organization meet those qualifications? Is it going to get me, is it going to raise me higher to where I want to take my business? Then if the answer is yes, attend the event or register for that organization. If not, then look for those other organizations that will lift you higher. This also, in networking strategically, be the first to give a referral. You know, it's not about you selling your services, but creating that long-lasting referral relationship. So the next time you're attending a networking meeting, just focus on the other person. Ask them about the target market, their line of work, their ideal referral, then set up a meeting with them and their ideal referral. Great, great way to be top of mind. Also, in networking strategically, be prepared to receive the referrals. What do I mean by that? Well, if somebody ever asks you, can I ever help you, let me know, you're going to have an answer for them. So, again, using the insurance, I don't want to beat up on insurance folks, but I say this all the time, you know, anybody who needs insurance, well, it's really too broad. It's too broad to paint a picture in your referral partner's mind or your referral source's mind. Make it very specific. Well, you know, I work with, I'm a financial planner and I work with people that are divorced. You know, the individuals or women, divorced women. Okay, great. Now every divorced woman that I met, okay, I know who to refer them to. So, if it's an ask for your radio show, make sure you have a radio show guest. If it's a guest, what kind of guest? Now, I have best-selling authors, thought leaders, and experts who share their strategies to success. So I often mention when in my ask, I'm looking for a best-selling author in this subject area, or I'm looking for a thought leader in this subject area. Now, usually that subject area is related to some facet of my Entrepreneurial Edge system, which we'll talk about next month, is why that's so important in understanding your signature system, because everything will play off that signature system, and we'll discuss more about that later. But be very, very clear when you are making the ask what you're asking for, because they're going to deliver exactly what you tell them. And if it's vague, they're going to deliver you vague. If it's very specific, they'll deliver you specific. Now, in some cases, you may have to focus on maybe an area of your business that you're looking for. So if you really want to rev up that radio show, then maybe that's your ask for the networking you go to for the next 3 weeks. And that's your only ask. you're making it very clear, I really want to fill this pipeline, I really want to fill that pipeline. So in some cases, you may have to be consistent about that ask and ask continuously. For speaking engagements, if you're speaking, you want to ask maybe for the next 3 to 4 weeks, I'm looking for speaking engagements, so that it's clear to them what it is that you're asking for. Maybe in your specific ask, it's an introduction for a key contact at a very specific company. Or if you're, again, if you're a speaker, a very specific organization that you're trying to connect with. And finally, develop your own networking group. In some cases, if you don't see where you want to take, you don't see a networking organization that covers your area or where you want to take your business, create one. LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you find your networking groups, you can create your own. You know, but be sure that there aren't any groups out there already that you can tap into. In some cases, you want to create your own because what you have to offer is so unique. The discussions that you're going to have are so unique, it's not yet been created. So the best way is to create your own groups. So when you take that strategic approach, you can identify all of these partnerships by design and really jumpstart that referral system. And once you build your referral system, your partners are going to fill that prospect pipeline with those qualified prospects who want to do business with you. Why? Because you're networking with them, number one. Number two, you're being specific. Number three, you're educating them through your sales manual. Number four, you're continuously developing the relationship because you're giving them referrals. And number five, you have a system. You have a system that is on autopilot. So you know from the point at which you meet somebody and receive their business card, what you're going to do with that business card, how you're going to develop that relationship. Is that person going to be a partner or are they going to be a source? So how deep is that relationship going to be? How often are you going to communicate with them? And, you know, what does that system look like for you? So think about those touch points. Think about and this doesn't have to be hard or lengthy. It's just about incorporating things that you already do in your business. So you already network. It might just be taking the business card and rather than throwing it out, having a very purposeful function for it. Creating a system where you hand it off to your assistant, or it's a, you know, you come back and you fill out the send out cards, or you sit there in the while your car warms up, even in the wintertime, and you fill out that the note card and drop it in the mail. And then on a regular basis. Now, a key point in systematizing is also making sure that it happens. So putting that into your blueprint and making sure that you remind yourself to send out those to your network. You send out regular correspondence or letters. And a simple, easy way to do that is the recurring feature in your calendar. I know I say that all the time, but I tell you, it works, magic. When I see that coming up and I set a reminder to myself to send out the quarterly letter to my network and even specifically set aside time on my calendar to do it, it gets done. And, you know, again, these letters don't have to be long. They just, again, may include an update on what you have coming up. So it's part of your, maybe even it's part of your marketing and press releases that you do for your upcoming events. So you may find that updating your referral partners or your referral sources is just a matter of incorporating what you're already doing. Like you're doing press releases for an upcoming workshop that you have. Well, why don't you notify your referral sources too? And so it's just an extension of what you're already doing. And when you pay attention to the referral system in your business, I think you will find that, in fact, I know you will find that the majority of your business will be through referrals, because people will share that information on social media. You can continue that conversation and that relationship through social media. It becomes much easier to connect with people. And again, you'll see all of your systems that will flow together and start coming together. So it's not a specific separate system, it's an integration. An integration with what many of you probably are already doing. Now, if any of you have any questions about anything that was covered, feel free to email them to info@accelerateassociates.com. I will be handling those questions on the Q&A session on Tuesday, August 28th, also at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So I want to encourage everyone to ask any questions that you might have. I know I've covered a lot of information today, but happy to go review some of it if you didn't understand any of it. I know some of these concepts for anybody who's been through a referral institute may be a refresher, but many of these systems I've used in my own business for years and years and years, and they work. That's why I think a lot of what I do, people have not heard about me the first time. They hear about me through other people, and then the other marketing that I do just weaves into it. And so they're hearing it again and again and again, but they're hearing it from different sources, and it's because of the systems that are in place. So I encourage you to think about, again, just simply what you're already doing and how you can, again, your sales manual, don't get scared off by it, but it can be very simple. Could be just a few pages, the highlights to give people a resource for you, those referral partners that really become your partners in business, in sending you business. Again, it doesn't have to be lengthy to be a good resource for them and to really educate them, but it's a really great tool to use. So I want to thank you all for coming on the call today, and again, any questions, email info@accelerateassociates.com. And until next time, everyone, create a great life. Bye now.